Okay, thank you.
So I'm going to be I was asked to talk about wargaming the intelligence community, and so my topic's going to be, what is the U.S. Department of Commerce really up to? If I just hit... It's going to be a whirlwind tour. We have 20 minutes. I'm going to cover a lot of things, and we're going to take a look at the world of intelligence and who's wargaming right now. So, what's your view of the intelligence community? What do you think intelligence community is all about? Frankly, several years ago, before I got involved in some of the things I'm working on, I probably would have answered using these logos that are behind me. Now, I would say it's much broader. It's much broader. There's a lot of people gathering intelligence, and nearly all of them are wargaming. When Graham asked me to do this, I was a little bit reluctant. If you've ever produced a game for the intelligence community, at least my experience was, it's like lighting a torch. You get paid for it, you hand it off, and then it gets thrown down into like a black cistern and you never see it again. You always wonder what happened to it. When I started working on this, he asked me, would you do this? And I thought about it, and I said, yes, I'll take it as a challenge. One of the things in looking at my bio, I have a public safety background, 29 years in the police service in California. And so one of the things I decided to do was take this on as an investigation. But what I can tell you is, if you look at the intelligence community and who's wargaming, that's what it looks like. It's long hallways that lead to nowhere or to interesting things. And I got farther and farther away from where I started, and it was very, very interesting. So I'm going to share some of those with you this morning. Now, what type of war games are they doing? Well, this is not a surprise. Computer games, seminars, board gaming, and alternative reality games. Now, national intelligence agencies, what are they doing? By the way, I will say that some of the organizations that I talk about in here, I believe there's probably members sitting here. And so I'm not going to tell you I know everything they're doing or anything that they're doing, but I think we can infer from what's going on and information that's out there, just like an investigation, you can infer what's happening by the information you can see, sometimes only on the edges of what's going on. But national intelligence agencies, what are they doing? They design their own games. They purchase commercial games. They commission games. They have people make games for them. And then, of course, they carefully monitor other people's games. Now, there are many levels of national intelligence. There are secondary levels of national intelligence. In the United States, I stumbled across a thing called NIST. Now I go, NIST, what's NIST? It's the United States Department of Commerce. What are they doing? They're doing some very, very secret research into cyber warfare, and they're also wargaming. I go, U.S. Department of Commerce, why would this be? Well, one of the reasons, and as I go through this, I'm only speaking from an American perspective. One of the reasons why these agencies get involved in this type of thing is there's a lot of money. So, of course, U.S. Department of Commerce, they've got wargaming teams, they've got people gathering intelligence. Now, are there nationally funded think tanks? That's a U.S. term, I think. You got DSTL, of course, in the U.K., IRIS in France, India, RAND, we heard from RAND earlier, and CNA. That's a game that I was involved in with CNA called Sand Wars. Now, commercial intelligence and wargaming providers. There's an enormous commercial intelligence field. And some of the people doing commercial intelligence initially, I think of Stratfor, Accenture, KPMG, August Shell, Burke McGregor, and Wikistrat. And what's interesting is these people started doing commercial intelligence and providing intelligence information. And what are they doing now? They're wargaming. Some of the most interesting things, Wikistrat. That's something I came across that I wasn't that familiar with. They are very interested in wargaming. Stratfor is now doing wargaming. So the people providing commercial intelligence that's used by national intelligence oftentimes are also doing wargaming. Academic institutions. I mean, we've got our representative, our favorite representative from McGill is here, but Johns Hopkins, I think there's people from Johns Hopkins here, Georgetown, National Defense University, our colleague from Naval Postgraduate School. People are playing these games. That's our Afghan reconstruction game that we did for National Defense University and Georgetown. So academic institutions, some of them are collecting information, and they're also wargaming, of course. Now, associative organizations in the world, they're wargaming. They're gathering intelligence, obviously, but they're wargaming. NATO, we've heard people talk about that. But the EU, EU has a very, very large intelligence agency, and they also do a lot of wargaming. The Vatican, does the Vatican wargame? In our keynote speaker yesterday talked about cultural, how culture affects how people talk about war games. The Vatican would say they do not war game. They scenario plan. That's what they call it. And of course, OPEC. Now, commercial intelligence consumers. There is an enormous world of commercial intelligence. I can tell you that because I've spoken now at three separate conferences on commercial intelligence on wargaming. So who are those major consumers? All the major oil companies, the tech giants, manufacturing, financial corporations, all the nationalized businesses in China. What are they doing? They're connecting and they're gathering intelligence and they're wargaming. Now, what are some non-traditional commercial intelligence consumers? Well, people doing market analysis. There's a new one that has appeared recently, and that's labor relations. Some people ask me, well, you know, Roger, what do you do? We do war game design, but we're not competing with Parsons or these big agencies for different things. What we're doing is we're going to clients that need wargaming for operational problems now. And so, for example, market analysis, labor relations, continuity of operations planning. It was very interesting. We were talking, some of our presenters were talking about emergency management problems. Well, some of the people we've talked to is saying, what do we do when our command and control center no longer exists? How do we war game with that? How do we respond to those type of problems? So those are some non-traditional consumers of intelligence who are wargaming. Now, is there research in gaming going on? Yes, there is. It's pretty interesting because IARPA, they say, they did a study and they said that they believe that 50% of the leading innovators are also involved in gaming. I don't know how they came up with that number, but that's what they say. Several different projects like Sibylla, which is a terrorism game, Art of the Future Project, the Atlantic Council, and then of course IARPA. IARPA is very, very interested in gaming. They're interested in the problem of games and cognitive bias. Wargaming and research. Like I said, I think there's somebody here from Johns Hopkins, but they have, in Crystal City, they've got that collaborative research center. Leipzig Graduate School, Center for Scenario Planning, very, very large in Europe. Now, what are some of the topics of interest in the intelligence community? And I'm talking about the greater intelligence community, not just the CIA or NSA. I'm talking about intelligence in general. First off, Brexit. A lot of wargaming over Brexit. The refugee crisis in Europe. What type of wargaming? I'll give you an example. City of Berlin, they're bringing a large number of refugees. There are businesses in Berlin, especially in the East German area, Hohenschönhausen, for example. They're saying, hey, Berlin traditionally has not had a lot going since World War II. We're gonna bring in some startups. We're gonna actually start to move industrial capability in Berlin. We're about to open this new factory, we're bringing it in, and we just found out that the city of Berlin is going to take the two abandoned buildings next door and put 6,000 refugees in there starting 2 weeks. What do? Those people are wargaming. South China Sea, terrorism is always of interest, and then the situation with ISIS. Some other topics of interest that we've touched on, NATO versus Russia in the Baltics, and countries like Latvia and Lithuania are apparently wargaming. I don't have any direct contact with them. I just see on the edge discussions online about the type of war games that they're doing, and then the problems in the Ukraine. Now, who else is wargaming in the intelligence community? I call it op4 gaming, but is anybody else doing it? University of Tehran does a lot of what they call scenario planning. It's a guy named Vahid Mughlaq, I don't know how to pronounce his name, perhaps somebody here knows him, very interesting. He writes a lot about, he's an Iranian futurist, but he writes a lot about scenario planning. Now, I was asked, Roger, is ISIS wargaming? I don't know that they're wargaming, somebody here might, but what I do know is they are constantly mining open source planning and operational and also management doctrine. We have a lot of bright people in here, and I know that everyone realizes that what we see on TV of people in black hoods shooting people, that's one aspect of that organization, but there's also some very intelligent people involved in that. And so I think, if I was to guess, I would say there's every indication that they're mining open source planning, and I believe they're probably wargaming. That's just a guess on my part. Now, summary. The intelligence community is deeply involved in wargaming and scenario planning. Now, I have something for some of the people in the room. If you're not able to get a job with the Naval Postgraduate School or the Ministry of Defense or DSTL or something like that, believe it or not, there's a tremendous amount of wargame going on out there. There are people that are looking for war game designers. And not to simplify the project, but when you go someplace and they say, well, we have a war game that we've been using. Great, let's take a look at it. And they have two pads of Post-it notes and a wall painted white, and they stick it on there, and that's it. When you come in with basic war game techniques, the things that would appear to be really elemental to people in this room, they think you're a genius. So what I'm saying is there's a tremendous amount to apply war game technique, procedures, and capabilities to a wide variety of topics in the world. And the world of intelligence is much broader than just the building on Vauxhall Bridge. So those are some of the things that I found. And with that, I was so thankful, Graham, for having me come. I've tried to come twice before and I had to cancel. But I'm very glad to be here. I'm very sorry my close friend Peter Pearl is not here, because he's the one that got me started in all this 11 years ago. But with that, Colin?